Starting from yesterday, elderly people in Shanghai cannot use their senior citizen card to take free bus rides in the city anymore. Why is that? So what's going on in Shanghai right now?
Yes, I would love to tell you. So Shanghai will stop the system that allows elderly citizens over the age of 70 years. So I want you guys to remember that. 70 is old. No offense to anyone that's listening over 70. To take a free bus ride, or subway, from June 26th. So basically from June 26th,elderly people will not be able to get free bus rides, as well as subway rides.This was originally instated, in 2009, the policy that allowed them to have these free bus rides. Now, as I understand it, these, elderly will be given kind of like a certain amount of money, depending on their age, that they can use for that. And I imagine other things, but, so I think 75 is the lowest and it goes up to 600 yuan.For them, to use, for rides or whatnot. But to give you guys a little, idea of this, you know, when this was implemented in 2009, there was an increase in the usage of these public transportations provided in this law. And so in 2009, when it was implemented, 5.7% increase was seen. Now in 2015, we're seeing a 10.6%. And people have speculated, local news source, the paper.cn has speculated after talking to the locals in Shanghai that if this new system is implemented where people will have to use credit to take these public transportations and whatnot, that the usage from elderly people using these public transportations will go down by 60% in 2016.
And like Ryan has just said, it will not happen till there being a comprehensive elderly allowance system, or 老年综合津贴制度 in Chinese, which means they're given money to their card so they can choose whichever transportation means they wanted, or even buy stuff just with the money. That is kind of nice from my perspective, because someone are not that, they don't want to take maybe bus or subway that much, or it's not convenient for in their area, or it's just not convenient for them if they're kind of disabled in a way. And then if they got the money, it's more fair.
That's really interesting, because I think what has got our attention that made this a topic on Roundtable initially was the walls and walls of comments about this proposed regulation back then, that people were saying those old people should go home. Don't they see how busy the rush hour situation is on the road in Shanghai? And these old people, why should they be out and about? They should be at home. So that is why I thought this was really...controversial in the beginning. Why do you think people are having so much difficulty in accepting it, especially the older ones?
Well, okay, so first of all, let me say that I don't agree with this. And to kind of rebuttal at New Hong Lin here and a little bit at you, Hayoung. So, A, you said that older people may be slower using this during rush hour time. So makes these cards unlimited for traveling and make it so they're only used at times where there is no rush hour, so that they are going out at times it's not going to disturb people getting to their jobs. But let's keep in mind who these people are. They don't have an income. Maybe driving is too hard. You know, at least they know when they're getting on line one, it's very easy to memorize stops. I mean, even me in Beijing, I know most stops, and that's pretty good, I think, as a foreigner. You know, walking, biking, it's physically taxing. So making sure that they always have this public transportation is nice. Otherwise, you're asking family members who are part of the workforce that are younger to take time out of their day, which is already filled up with kids and whatnot, to make sure these people get to the grocery stores, get to X, Y, and Z. So I think it is really important, at least, that transportation always be available, that they don't run out of credit and now they can't leave their house. also, let's keep in mind, this was going up in usage. People were using this. They liked the system. And if you take it away, they're saying 60% will stop. So these old people that you say can't use the subway, I mean, in my knowledge, all these subways have systems for handicapped so that people can ride it. So I think that's erroneous as well. People can use this. It is helpful. And I don't think putting a cap, basically, in my opinion, this is just a cap saying you can only use 600 yuan's worth of traveling. And I don't think that's fair to these people who have worked their entire life up until 70 years of age, which 70 is really getting up there. Those are the twilight years. Why not make it so that they at least get to reap the benefits of public transportation?
It's not like their rights are taken away from them. They are paying, they are giving a allowance in their card, which they can choose to use in any way they wanted to. And I am not the kind of girl that have to go in rush hours, because first, I live really nearby where I work.
Lucky
and
you.
I started working 4 o'clock in the morning, so I really don't have any working rush or anything experience like that. However, on behalf of those who actually do have to wake up in early mornings and have to spend a lot of time on their transportation, it is kind of nice to have less people and more seats. I mean, if you see an elder people on the transportation, no matter a bus or a subway, you feel you have to offer your seats. It's just because we are nice people like that.
Ethically, I gotta say, I disagree with you again. Because, I mean, certain lines, that's just a problem with traffic. Like, there's too many people in a city that the public transportation can't facilitate that. But at the same time, let's keep in mind that these people have made the society you live in. They've made it prosperous. They've contributed so much. So you're telling these people who maybe have less than 10 years or 20 years to live. I mean, let's be honest. People don't live long over 90 most times, I don't think. So you're telling these people that they don't have an income. Remember, they don't have an income.
How do you know they don't have an income? They have pension.
They're retired, but that's going to things like food, and it's probably not a lot, right? And you get these cities like Shanghai and Beijing, which are expensive to live in. So I'm thinking money needs to go as far as it can, and I think that transportation in the grand scheme of things is something that can be given to them without charging them.
I do understand and totally agree with the idea of being nice and do more stuff to elder generation. It's just I kind of get the idea of stop having them using public transportation for free. Instead, just give them some money that they can spend in any way they want it. And also, there's a lot of things we can do to be nice to elder generation. We can make more elderly friendly facilities and maybe create some activities for them, encourage their kids to visit them more, all the things we can do. I don't see offering them free bus ride that a big issue.
Well, that's I think we're sort of in a transition period right now in Shanghai, and it's really interesting. I think the city is actually trying to meet older people's demand maybe in a more human-oriented way, actually, because this is giving people more choice, actually. It's like, we're giving you the money and you can just do it the way you want, instead of saying that, you know, it's just confined to bus rides. But the reason that got a lot of people worked up is, I think, when that public message is being disseminated to the people, something went wrong there. People got the wrong message, I think. And that is a problem when the government is trying to do a good thing and it doesn't get spread the right way, it's not got the effect there. And I think with Shanghai, you can see how bad traffic is, just like Beijing. And it is a basic human right for an elderly person to be on the road or be in public transportation whenever that person wants. I don't think it is young people have a place to say old folks should be at home because it is rush hour and I need my place in that, on that bus. And I don't think older people actually want to be on that bus when it's that busy. I think certain things we should just let society to correct itself. It doesn't need a special policy to say people above the age of 70 cannot get out of the house between 7 and 9 or something like that, because I don't even think those older people want to be in the crowd when it's that time. So sometimes maybe not micromanage to that extent, all right?
Well, I mean, I'll talk about the U.S. for a little bit. In the U.S., I mean, even a country, because I think it's bigger, and we can reference European countries, but they're very special, different from the U.S., different from China. But in the U.S., like, people, anywhere you go, you get senior discounts on almost everything, commercial-wise. Also, I think public transportation, they get a special deal on that. They get their social security, which is enough for the standard of living, I think, in certain places, maybe not all. But still, there's a lot of, like, elderly help that's happening. And I think, in the grand scheme of things here, giving these people transportation that they can use is not so bad. And I do realize that China's entering an aging era where there is a bigger population of older people. But I also think they don't go out every day, especially when you're 70 years old. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but you're not running marathons outside at 70 years old. And let's keep in mind that this 600 RMB, the government's still paying for them to use it. So I could make the argument that this is a bad way to use funds, because what if this person doesn't spend 600 RMB a month, yet you're giving it to them? Maybe they can spend it. I don't know what else they can spend this on. But then, you know, like, maybe normally they wouldn't be spending that much money. So actually, if you let them have that free transportation, maybe it's less money spent. Oh. I don't know. Under certain circumstances, I could see that, because like I said, they don't go out every day. I really doubt that, especially in the summer when it's so hot. I don't go out every day.
Yeah. That's actually a really, really good point, Ryan, because I think there actually needs to be more studies on the calculation of actually how much are these older people spending on this. If they get free rides, do they just travel more? And apparently, yes. According to the latest piece of information from our researcher, thanks to WeChat, I can get this information so swiftly. Our researcher says that just from yesterday, the first day that this new regulation has been implemented, some of the main downtown routes have seen a drop of 80% usage from older people.
That's so sad. You've disenfranchised so many people by doing that. And these are people that maybe they don't have a lot to live for. So you took away their park visit by them not being allowed to get on this or afford to go every day to take a public transportation to a park. Like, that's, in my opinion, so sad.
That is very sad, actually. And for all those people that think older people should just stay at home to move away for you because you are young and you are busy earning money, going to work and back from work, don't you have parents? Won't you get old one day? I think when you look at today's Chinese society, which is aging so rapidly, and there is even the phrase saying that we are getting old before we get rich, this is a society that most than ever needs the attention devoted to welfare to older people. And also, I think we need better planning with this kind of policy. And further, where did that 600 yuan come from? Or whatever that the 5-tier level of allowance that's been given to people, has there been scientific studies and calculation devoted to this kind of thing to maximize the benefits of these older people who are also taxpayers? Yeah, I think there's a lot more work that needs to be done for this kind of policy to be rolled out. And we're just putting that out there. Our dear listeners, tell us what you think regarding this kind of social issue. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Niu Honglin, and Ryan Price.